Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. And today we're actually together recording, if you can believe it or not, where we're usually at our own homes.
In the closet, even.
In the closet, being very quiet so that the kids don't wake up during the podcast. But this is a special evening. We're having a couple of glasses of wine of the Rex Goliath, Carrie's favorite.
The giant cock wine.
Yes. And if you're not familiar with it, we're calling it that because there's a giant cock on the label. And he's looking pretty good these days.
He's pretty happy. Like, he's, you know, he's strutting. He's a giant 47-pound rooster.
Yeah.
So it tells us.
Yeah, he's lush and velvety and going down pretty well. We're about more than halfway through the bottle.
And this is free-range chicken Pinot Noir.
Yeah, they don't fool around place.
For sure.
So tonight we're happy to discuss with you something that, you know, we both had one of these, the baby shower.
Oh, good. I was afraid you were going to say enema.
Well, I wasn't, so.
Good. Because I do not want to talk about that.
If any of you thought we were going to talk about that, sorry to disappoint you. We're not talking about enema this evening. However, we are going to talk about the baby shower registry. Whether you put the enema on there, that's your deal.
Do you think that's something you could put on a baby shower registry?
I'm sure they have them at Babies R Us, don't
you think?
Do you think
enemas?
I think so. They have
Does that come in, like, pill form?
I mean, the only enema I know of is you know, the what, you know what kind.
I don't know what kind.
I've never really, and I'll be honest, never dealt with an enema.
Me neither. I've heard of them.
I remember seeing them, like, as a child, and they had...
Like, what were you seeing?
I mean, were they, I don't know, at, like, my grandma's house, maybe. She had, like, a package of them or
enema
something.
Enema parties?
I'd like to see that one on Pinterest. Come on.
Pinterest, the enema party.
I want to see the enema party in full, like, you know, centerpiece mode.
Right, like, what would be the centerpiece for the enema?
Would say a bunch of enemas. Mm. Like, flowering, maybe, like, hot glued together on
flowering?
Yeah, like, duh, a flowering of enemas.
What does the enema flower arrangement look like?
It's just straight up like...
Opened? I mean, are we talking... Like, what is an enema? Is it like a pill? Is
so
it a
capsule? I'm trying to tell you.
Oh,
At my grandma's house.
At your grandma's house.
I recall seeing a package and maybe, like... If I can recall its visual, it looked like a clear... Like, almost like a chunk of Vaseline, maybe. It's like, almost looks like a bullet.
Oh.
Looks like a bullet of, like, Vaseline. So I would say that maybe you could... Food color those a little bit and you know, arrange them into like a tulip
and sparklers
type of deal. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna try to, you know,
what if they're like floating, like, you know, how you have those like floating flower petals that can be floating enemas in like a water
there's
centerpiece?
There's no reason that the enema party can't take shape.
If you were to dye them and you can like make different colored enemas, like you could have like,
yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm there with you. I also think that in a pinch, you can make an enema favor and easily, you know.
What's an enema favor? Like clean underwear?
No. Like, here, guest, have an enema.
Oh! So you're saying have a separate party where that favor is an enema.
Yeah.
What kind of party are you having where you give out enemas as a favor?
Probably.
50th birthday parties?
No. I was thinking more along the lines of like a party that has really bad food. One of my parties.
Who puts out a party? I'm going to give you bad food so I can give you an enema as a favor.
I don't know. Let's see if it
trends. That's a new kind of party. Where's Pinterest on that?
Let's see if it trends. I don't know. Mm. It has some potential.
All right. Hashtag enema party.
Yes.
Friends, tell us.
So, back to the registry.
Right. Baby showers.
Whether or not... They have enemas at Babies R Us. I don't know if I recall seeing them there.
Okay.
But, you know, I think it might be a pregnant mommy situation. Sometimes they need it. I don't know.
Like Whitney and Bobby Brown?
Yes, exactly like that. Well, we better get ourselves on track real quick. So the baby registry items for me I was all about the gun. I'm going to shoot all these items. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take them all home. But after, you know, the first year, you kind of really get a gauge of what you're going to use. I probably didn't need half of it, but I would say there was a good majority of it that I maybe played with, but...
Tell me about your baby registry experience.
I did a little bit in person. I did a little bit online.
It just you or was it both of you?
I don't even think Mike participated. I think I went with, I think I was upstate and did some registry with my family and kind of took my mom's lead on what, you know, the items were that you needed. You know, you need the burp cloths, you need bottles, you need this. And then there was just a lot of gadget stuff that was new age that nobody needs, but you registered for anyway.
And my mom definitely rolled her eyes on.
Yeah, there was just some stuff that, yeah. Like, what are you going to use that for? No, you don't need that, but you just want it. Because you're a first-time mommy, and yeah. you kind of just take it, and you either get it or you don't. But the stuff that I got, I would say probably went obsolete within a year. Because, like, my stroller, for example, looks like a dinosaur today compared to some of...
It looks like something from the 1970s.
I don't even like to take it out. It's in the attic. I don't even know if I could sell it in, like, a virtual garage sale. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that thing. Mm-hmm. It's clunky. It's huge. And I would, like, 4 years ago when I thought it was, like, hip and cool is, like, really, like, not even... No one wants that thing. Mm-hmm. Registering was fun, getting the stuff was fun, and then discovering what was completely useful and useless to me took some time. Mm-hmm. It took, like, maybe year two to really, like, weed out the useless crap. Then baby number two came along, we had a sprinkle, and, I reused a lot of that stuff, and then... You really don't need much. You discover, yeah. Like, I just need some diapers and...
Yeah.
That's it. Like, what did you like or dislike about your registry
experience? Well, Mike was really involved in registering, which has its pluses and minuses, because then you have to bear somebody else's opinion when you really don't want to. I can remember doing, like, a good majority of the registering and then standing in front of, like, the massive wall of baby bottles and be like, what are we gonna pick?
Yeah.
And, like, we were just, like, standing there, like, dumbfounded. And this woman next to me is like, well, I really like the Dr. Browns. We're like, okay. You look like a credible source. You are breathing. You haven't shit yourself. We're gonna take your word for Dr. Browns.
Dr. Browns? Wow.
Sounds good! So that was the research we did on picking a lot of our items, was that the person next to us said, I like it, and they didn't smell like poop.
Yeah. I like it. And then when you, at what point did you feel like you didn't need half that stuff?
Oh, well, I mean, we found that we bought a lot of stuff to put the baby in until the baby was mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the swing, the bouncer, the, you know, all this other stuff.
Yeah, I'll say, like, one of my biggest things was getting, Sophia sleeping through the night. It was really, like, I just wanted my sleep, and she wasn't sleeping for at least, like, through the night until 15 months. So in the early parts, when I was getting acquainted with it all, I ended up buying different various things just to get her to sleep, like, you know, little seats and little, like, rockers and little things, just trying anything. And then I saw one time that Babies R Us had this, they were calling it, like, a car. Like, it's a seat. But they made it like a, like almost like as if she's in the car. It was like a movement thing where, you know, oh, I'm driving in the back seat, and they always fall asleep in the car. It's supposed to simulate that. And I said, oh my God, this is going to be it. This is going to work for us. We're going to finally sleep. She's going to go to sleep. It's going to be great. And it was like $49.99.
That's how they get you. So I bring the thing home, and I'm putting her in it, and I'm like, okay. Didn't work. She slept for about 4 minutes, and that was it. I took it back. She used it once, and I was like, you know what? This is not really helpful. What I thought it was going to be. It's not helpful. So, you know, it's a lot of trial and error crap, and, you know, just seeing what works for you, and then again, 4 years later, I'm seeing these things, these swings that they're like Ferris wheels that go up and round and up and round. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Do they teach your kids how to read too at the same time?
They do. They really do. And like $300 later, you put that thing on your registry, and I hope it treated everyone as good as it seemed like it did. It plays music, and it does everything a swing does. It's a space saver, you know, whatever. But, I mean, my swing was, like, very big and clunky, and my daughter did not take to it, and my son loved it. So it kind of worked out for baby number two. But it's really just trying different gadgets.
You know what I found that was a gigantic waste of time and money was the robe.
WTF.
He had the robe. He had a little baby.
Oh, the bathrobe. Yes. Had one of those.
Why am I going to put him in a robe and then take him out of it to put him in whatever I'm going to put him in next?
Because you have to take 9 pictures of him.
In the robe.
For Facebook.
I mean, that's what the robe is for. To then take pictures of it to validate the purchase of it.
I will say, though, that some of those little baby things, they're cute for a hot second. Like somebody had gotten Sophia these high heels. Of course, you know, at what point does the newborn need their stiletto heels? But they were so cute and quirky and funny that, you know, I'd buy those again. You know, I think I've bought them for a couple of people for gifts here and there too. But now
you have a better gift to give people at baby showers, and that's our book.
And that is our book, yes. Our book. And I'm looking at Carrie like, oh, what are you going to say here? What is my, is it my gift of love? Like, what is it? But you are correct. Our book, Would You Rather, Bleeping Motherhood. Would You Rather. And you'll be hearing more about that, so don't worry. But anyway, it's available on Amazon. You can go there right now and buy it.
$9.99.
Go there.
Because $10 would be too much.
Yes. You will really enjoy the book, though. And it's a great, 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 great gift for any expecting mommy. Just for fun, you got to get, you bring it to your, when your water breaks, make sure it's in your hospital bag.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely help in the hospital when you're sitting there, like, for hours. I don't know, I didn't do that myself, but I hear it sucks.
Yeah. It's pretty intense, so you'll want to bring it to ask your doctors and your nurses. Anyone in the orderlies will also like to play the game.
Anesthesiologist?
Yes.
I had a great anesthesiologist. I asked him a question, he just walked out of the room.
You know, I heard that labor and delivery goes a lot smoother when reading things like Would You Rathers. I don't know where that statistic came from. I think it came from China. I'm not sure.
Somewhere on the internet?
Yeah, the internet.
I saw this internet. I believe everything on the internet.
Yes. For anyone going out to create a registry, you know, have fun. Get your gun and go shoot everything that you can.
And find someone that doesn't smell like poop.
Yeah. Get all of your recommendations from anyone who smells anything less than poop, and you are golden. And, of course, get your butt on Amazon and get Bleeping Motherhood's Would You Rather. It's out for sale now. You don't want to miss it. Again, if you have any wacky registry items that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear them. What is the worst item that you ever received? We want to hear about it. And if it's an enema, you can keep that to yourself.
No, we want to hear about it. We want to know the context in which you receive an enema. Don't stifle yourself here.
Yes. Don't be shy, ladies. All right, well, thank you. From Carrie and myself at our home base drinking our wine, have a great bleeping week.